Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Adam Witte is here. I know. I'm excited, too. Adam's back. We've known Adam for a long time, as I said earlier, since he was a pup, and he's grown into a full-grown major leader in the marketplace. He's the founder and the chief executive officer at Advantage Forbes Books. That's the partnership that he and Forbes formed in the last couple of years. And he's helping people just like you put your best foot forward with a book. That's what his new book, one of his books, is all about. 21 Ways to Build Your Business with a Book. And that's what he does. And he's our good friend, Adam Witte. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back with you this morning.
Adam's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for over 7 years. Adam, I have to say it again. I'm so proud of what you've done. When I saw you years ago, you were just, I mean, you admit it, you were just a baby in those days. And I could tell that, though, there was something special about you and that you were going to make something really special happen. And you've done that. And so I want to congratulate you on that and thank you for your leadership.
Well, thank you. I think the first time we met, I probably had four, maybe five people working in my organization, and at the time had probably published a couple dozen books. And today, as we speak now, we have about 125 people in our organization, and we've published over 1,250
wow.
books. And actually, today, between all of our business units, have over 4,000 members that are a part of the Advantage family. So
and
a
see,
lot
see,
has changed.
See what happens when people meet me? This great things happen. Adam. So, Adam, one of the things that I want you to talk about today is something that you've learned and that you've seen and you practiced, and that is the ability to lead people to be great. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, when I was a kid and when you met me and I was just a pup, you know, I really did have grand ambitions. And those ambitions were I wanted to build a really big company, and I wanted to build a world-class company. And as I spent time studying and trying to apply myself, what I recognized was that the common trait of every world-class company that's large, the one thing they all have in common is they have lots of people that have to work in that organization to help achieve a common goal. You know, whether it's a company like Chick-fil-A or Southwest Airlines or Apple or Amazon, you know, we think about some world-class companies. They all have lots of people working together. And so what I realized very early on, Jim, was I needed to become an exceptional leader, and I really had to spend a lot of time thinking about the culture that I was going to build within the company, because I learned that, you know, a culture in any business is either by design or it is by default.
Every organization has a culture of some kind. The question is not whether you have one. The question is who's it responsible for it? Who's in charge of it? Who's deciding what it's going to be, right?
Well, that's right.
Is it accidental or is it intentional?
That's right. You as the leader have the chance to decide. And if you don't decide and steer that culture in the direction that you want it to go, it will just organically build and bubble up and become whatever it becomes. And I believe that that's a bad place for a business owner
to
be.
Well, and your competitors, your competitors can take control of that or the marketplace or some, you know, somebody who doesn't mean you well. And so one of the things that you've learned, I know, Adam, is that you can't manage an organization into becoming what what you told us earlier about how your company has grown in the last 10 or 12 years. You can't do that by managing it to that level. You have to lead it to there, don't you?
Well, that's right. And so what we found were two things. Number one is we had to have what I call a compelling core purpose. So we had to have a reason for being that people could get behind with not only their minds, but more importantly, their hearts. And then secondly, we created core values. And these core values were something that we said every single person in the company is going to agree to live by. It's how we're going to hire people. It's what we're going to use to fire people. It's what we're going to use to promote people. And with that mission and core values, that was the first part in intentionally creating a culture that truly breeds greatness and attracts A players.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I know I know you've done all along is you put people first. And mm-hmm. and somebody actually today somebody said, you know, manage things, lead people. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right. It's funny that you say people first, because that is the very first principle in our 11 principles of working together. And when we say people first, I want to provide a definition. What it means is that every person in your organization is treated with dignity and respect. It means that there are no jokes at another person's expense. Mm-hmm. People first does not mean that everybody gets what they want all the time, but it means that if everybody treats each other with dignity and respect, there's no limit to what a team that puts people first can actually accomplish.
Well, and as you, but how do you balance that? How do you balance the people, you know, not everybody getting everything they want? How do you balance that? How do you make, how do you make the culture where when I don't get everything I want, it's still okay?
Yeah. And that is that's the hard part, right? Especially with, I think, a younger workforce that is very used to getting everything that it wants. And when they don't get everything they want, when they haven't had a lot of adversity that they faced in their lives, they don't quite know how to respond. And so we have our five core values. We have our 11 principles of working together. And these are the things that we expect people to behave with. This is how we expect them to behave. And my job as a leader and the job of our senior leadership team, Jim, is for zero deviation from these practices and principles and these core values.
Zero
we
deviation.
We have to hold our people. Zero deviation.
Hold on to that thought, because I want to hear about this, folks. That sounds like a stake in the ground. Zero deviation. I need the website quickly, Adam.
AdvantageFamily.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Adam Witte and I will be right back. Plenty of time. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.